You may notice that we bow a lot around here. We bow to the Buddha because he deserves our respect. Why does he deserve our respect? Because he teaches us to respect things inside ourselves that are worthy of respect. When we bow down to him, we're bowing down not to the bronze in the image or the wood or whatever the image is made of. We're bowing down to what it represents, and it represents qualities of the heart, qualities of the human heart, qualities that he developed to a complete degree and that we have within ourselves and we can develop to a complete degree as well. And one of those qualities is the desire for true happiness. The Buddha was very determined that he wanted to find a happiness that wasn't going to change into anything else. And so he found that the normal ways of finding happiness in the world, some of which may sound noble, going out and trying to help everybody. And there's that story about how Mara came to him and said, you know, you could be a ruler, rule the world. He said, nope, even with that, all the good that you could do, but and all the other things that got involved in being a ruler of the world, we're going to get in the way of a genuine happiness. So he was willing to sacrifice even that. He sacrificed how he looked in the eyes of the world. He sacrificed all kinds of things to find a happiness that was true. And he found it. And he wanted to teach the way to everybody else who was also interested in true happiness. So if you find that you have that desire within you, try to respect it. Remember the Buddha. Because the rest of the world keeps telling you all kinds of other things. That you have other responsibilities, or that a true happiness is not possible, or it's selfish, or all kinds of ways of telling you not to do this. And it's very easy to give in to those influences. Which is why we bow down to the Buddha every day, to remind ourselves to check our motivation, to check our values, and make sure they're in line with the happiness that isn't going to disappoint us. And then from that desire, then we can start looking at the qualities of the mind that we need. Virtue, concentration, discernment, goodwill, compassion, empathetic joy, equanimity. All the good qualities of the Brahmis, noble wealth. There's lots in here that we have potentials in potential form and that we can develop. And so you're showing respect to your desire for happiness, and you're showing respect for yourself, that this is something really noble in a human being. And you decide you don't want anything less. So bow down to that idea. Even if you don't bow down physically, bow down to it in your attitude every day.